that I would like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good bait,
All right, it's that time. Leaf and I are here. We got a fishing report coming your way. And Leaf, the weather's kind of changed since we got together last time. It has been pretty consistently warm, and I'm curious.
Yeah, buddy.
How has that changed things?
Well, you know, yeah, it feels like we're finally back to summer, that thing we were kind of wishing we could get a little more of. And, you know, it...
but it sounds like maybe it's not exactly what I would have thought, which is it's going to change things up.
Right.
Too hot in the middle of the day, and that right. You say that's not really what's happening, though.
No, because it took so long, I think, to come down and warm up just a little bit this year. You know, I've just noticed that everything is happening still just a little bit late, like it has in years past when we had like some late springs. Not last year and not the year before, but yeah. So we aren't really dealing with that too hot thing for fish right now, because we have been getting some really nice warm days, but we've also been getting some relatively cool nights still. And the fish have been finding the water temps that they like. And right now it's the Big Mac, the Big Cheeseburger City time, because it's it's grasshopper season, man. Yeah. And as well, it coincides with the peak of our biggest golden stone subspecies around here. And we call that the summer stone, and that golden stone is just huge. You know, it's about a 2-inch long stone, pretty much the alpha stone of this river. And so it's coming off in the evenings and in the, you know, early mornings. They're kind of wrapping up from the night before. So with the grasshoppers, blood not getting warm until about 10, it's kind of nice because they'll hatch, or they'll not hatch rather, but get their blood warmed up enough to hop and fall in the water.
Yep.
From about 10 until, you know, they start getting cold again once the sun goes down. And right about that time,
perfect.
It's magical evening time for golden stones.
Just lots of protein,
pretty much
around the clock
is
dropping in the river and coming up. And
you know, I mean, maybe a tiny bit slower in the very, very middle of the day, but I'm still getting fish then too. So it's just been incredible. Probably the best, I would say, best fishing on the river of the season so far this summer.
Sounds like just a great combo. The water's still cool enough they can find cool places and tons of food, and that gets them excited. So you've been having good luck.
Oh, man, I've been just crushing some huge fish, and so have my clients, my buddy Phil. As usual, he's been coming back with me for a few years now. You know, he always does really well with me. He's kind of got this magical luck. We were joking how one of his buddies that always comes out with us is kind of a cooler. He has about 2 or 3 slow trips and then catches a massive fish is his MO. But Phil, it's like every time he's just like, bam, 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 big fish. We had a good one the other day. It was just, you know, we had caught a bunch of good ones and I was about ready to skip a hole. It was just such flat water. I thought, why don't you just throw right there? Maybe you'll get a fish. Wham. Big old nice fish. And with these water temps, they are fighting like crazy, too.
Oh, that's fun, too.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I know we've got some changes on regs on the river in different places. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Hopefully you all had the chance to enjoy the Upper Methow, the Twisp, and the Chewook, because those closed on the 15th, August 15th. And so that means the bridge up in Mazama, the Weeman Bridge, down to the Foghorn Dam, which is just above the Rhythm and Blues site there in Winthrop. Yeah. That's a great stretch, but you've missed the boat on it now if you haven't hit it. As well, the whole length of the Chewook and the Twisp are done for the year. So you're done with that for now, and then keep your eye on the lower river because it slowly starts to close up. You can still fish Burma to Burma. I did that float the other day. Great roller coaster of a ride. Got a few nice fish with my good buddy Ned. And, you know, though, we did notice the water temp was 68 degrees down there. So the cold water is not all throughout the river. Obviously, it's a little bit warm down there. We still did well because we launched early in the morning. I talked to my buddy Greg and Jeff, and they didn't do so well launching at noon. So if you're going to hit that section or any of those sections, I would think below Gold Creek or significantly below Gold Creek, I would definitely be doing it super early, and I don't even know about the evening because it doesn't cool back down until about 2 in the morning. So,
well, and the other thing about if you hit that section Burma to Burma, you might want to know what's ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I definitely had that thought when I was in there that you just don't even do it if you're not a really competent rower. It's just no BS on that one, and yeah. I don't want anybody to have any trouble there.
Yeah,
I thought I could see pretty much every hazard point from the road, like I was telling you, and I hit a pretty good roller coaster that I hadn't fished that from a boat my whole life. I've always fished it from the bank there and done a lot of whitewater rafting with my friends in there, and everything looks the same then. It's just raging. I was surprised when I saw that. It was like the third drop down from the Upper Burma Bridge, and we did great. I mean, we hit it just right, but holy cow, it was a fun rush, but it wouldn't be fun at all if you hit that thing wrong.
There's a little bit of an immovable object in there.
So definitely just be careful. Okay. Know your skill level. I think I would say pretty much after pretty much Gold Creek, and so that really means as far as boating, the river changes character a lot. So you're not going to really be able to get out of there before some of those hazards around Gold Creek, before that pull out. So that section might not be an option to you if you're, I'd say you need to be a moderate, not like advanced rower in that Gold Creek section. Once you're below Burma, you should be pretty good. But up in that Gold Creek section, you should be moderately good at what you're doing at least. Okay. And I'd say all the way down to that 20-mile section just below Libby Creek, You're pretty much fine as long as you're not totally asleep at the wheel, being kind of, new.
Right. Well, I'm guessing we're probably not talking to anybody who's going to go in there with a boat who doesn't have skills. But, I mean, there are visitors here.
Well, these little, those little single-man pontoon boats, that kind of opens up everything to everybody.
Yeah.
And so just don't let it get you in trouble. Mm-hmm. Only use those anchors when you have those things pulled over, because in the flow, if you do get it to catch, you might not like what happens.
You've seen that, I take it.
Yeah, plenty of times I've seen those guys take a drink. The tributaries, a lot of those are still open. Check your regs. Yeah. Things like Boulder will be open until, October. Get those brook trout out of there. Mm-hmm. That's a good chance to get some kids out and do a little just kind of cane pulling, essentially. And the water levels are nice and low, both there and in the river. And I just mean they're still above 60-year average, but this is that point where the water concentrates the fish into the absolutely fishiest-looking water. And it gets a little bit easier. Your success level will be going up now.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as the lowland lakes we spoke of last week, still doing good evening, morning. And the high country, this is that time of the year where I start striking out there for the high country. And so I'll be going on that gold mining expedition I haven't gone on in a couple years now with Thomas again and my buddy Jesse. So we'll have to let you know how we do next week. We'll be in some secret lake in the Twisp River headwaters up there somewhere, and we'll let you know how we do.
Oh, I think it's going to be great up there. I actually been sort of dreaming of that area too, maybe getting over to the top of Lake Chelan or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so nice and cool up there on these hot days, you know.
Mm-hmm. Any place you can get up there. Like right now, I keep forgetting to recommend Stiletto and Dagger, and I really enjoyed those lakes when I went there last time. Mm. Check that one out. You get to check out, I think it's Copper Pass, and you'll be seeing over into that Chelan side of the divide, and just the stuff up there in Stiletto and Dagger is amazing.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you need any other tips or you want to book a trip, feel free to give me a call, 509-429-7298, or check us out on the web at flyfishersproshop.com, or give me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And hey, y'all, stay cool. Enjoy those dog days. Be kind to each other and get that fish right on. Took him home, mama, by supper time. Sing me the fish pipes if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I'm about to relate. With my pole, mama, and my line, I'm fishing. My mama's gonna